still so many problems closer to home seem to be ignored. If you wanna be a real hero, it's the mundane things in life, education and the health of the nation, which need putting right. Now, let me take your hand, I'll lead you to the promised land. You know you can trust in me, I'll be right behind you, just wait and see. Don't listen to the madman, he got insanity in his eyes, doesn't know what he's talking about, no sincerity, only lies, vacant glances, taking chances, sounds like the rhetoric of fools. He's a man of material means, I'm not sure what he's trying.
Thank you. of deceit. dog.
Take much to keep Les and I in the dark, does it, Les?
Oh no, that was a great track. Good track there.
Genesis from the album Abacab. You often forget their sort of mid-period work.
Yeah, I know.
The only thing we keep in the dark is our magic mushrooms, isn't it, Les?
Well, I've got probably some mushrooms growing there, but I didn't plant them.
Do you know, I used to have... why am I full of all these little anecdotes all the time? I used to have my singer chamois, my chamois, my Hillman imp by another name. And in the back parcel shelf there, every autumn time, I had these mushrooms used to appear in the back of the car. I don't know what sort of mushrooms they were. It's probably the bloke who I bought the car off. Something he'd been carrying around in there all those years.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
We began with Galahad from the album Empires Never Last. Don't like that title much, do we, Les, as we head toward the unknown region in our little empire?
Hello.
That was called Sidewinder.
That was good.
It was, yeah. Having just heard Genesis, I thought it might be good to hear Steve Hackett. We played a track from this the other week from the Tokyo tapes. We played In the Court of the Crimson King. What would you like now, Les? I'll give you a choice. Some Genesis titles here. Watcher of the Skies, Firth of Fifth, or I Know What I Like, or Los Endos.
Oh.
Firth of Fifth. Watch
yes, certainly. I certainly don't. I wouldn't want the other one you played, the middle one.
Which one was that? I Know What I Like.
Yeah, no, we won't have wardrobes. We'll keep away from that one.
We'll keep away from
what? Or Los Endos, I suppose you could play as a tribute to.
Let's play Firth of Fifth and then we'll play Los Endos.
Yeah, as a tribute to the tribute band.
Yes.
We saw the Robin, I think, the last time we went there. And I thought they were absolutely brilliant. Hopefully we'll get back to the Robin.
Hopefully.
Hopefully in December.
Well, they've started listing gigs from April of this year.
Oh, so well, okay.
Could be a bit optimistic, but okay. The Firth of Fifth. Uh-huh. And this band, Steve Hackett, John Wetton, Chester Thompson, Ian McDonald and Julian Colbeck.
The path is clear. So with gods and men, the sheep remain inside their pen. Many times they see the way to leave. He rides majestic as hordes of men who cannot or gaze with joy to see reflected. The town from view, like a cancer growth, is removed by skill. Let it be revealed. What Thank you. side they've been until the shepherd leads his flock away. The sands of time will rerun by the river of constant change. For
further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Arigato indeed, recorded live in Tokyo, and the hall that they played in, Shocking Blue, also recorded a live album there. We'll play some Shocking Blue shortly. Steve Hackett, the Tokyo Tapes from 1997.
Wow, that's awesome.
The Firth of Fifth and Los Endos, Les Newman.
Yeah,
and I am Chris Bent. We're forgetting to mention our names these days, I fear.
Are you cold in there? You put your hat on.
My headphones were uncomfortable.
Oh, that's why.
I thought, oh.
Tell the listener, he's sat here, he's got his
woolly hat.
Granny hat on.
My toque.
And then he's
if I was a Canadian, I'd say I've got my toque on.
Oh, that's
what toque. Is it toque or chin? Anyway, in Canada, they call it a toque.
But it's cold out there.
It is out. It's warm in the studio, and I'm even warmer now. I've got a toque on. The other week, I caught the end of an interview with Steve Hackett, and it was the very end of it. And then straight away, they played Fleetwood Mac and Dragonflights, an obscure lost single of theirs. And whether it was something that Steve had chosen, I really don't know. It might have great significance here. Anyone who knows, please tell me. We may as well hear both sides of that Fleetwood Mac single, Dragonfly and Purple Dancer.
He had been and
B at towardtheunknownregion.com.
I love the purple dancer dancing in the space of time. She can surely know the answer standing in the steps of mine.
ご紹介いたしましょう。世界最大のショッキングなグループ、ショッキングブルー。
Shocking Blue, live oh. in Japan, recorded at the same venue as the Steve Hackett one, the Tokyo Kosinenkin Hall.
Well, incidentally, previous to that, we played Fleetwood Mac, was it? And yeah. Dragonfly.
Dragonfly and Purple Dancer, yeah.
But that was the first single where Christine McPhee had become the first full-time member of the band.
Okay, yeah. Nowadays, it's tacked on to a box set yeah. of Fleetwood Mac albums, and it's included in the Kiln House album
That's
as
right,
bonus
yeah.
tracks. Yeah, but the single has been out of print. Yeah. for years and years.
The actual Dragonfly track was taken literally from a poem by a Welsh poet, W.H. Davis, who was like a Georgian, Edwardian type, early 20th century poet. Kerwin actually used literally transposed some of the sentence or yeah. the thing, but yeah. But it was basically word for word from the poem.
That could have been the reason Steve Hackett chose it. I really have no idea, but I thought I'm going to play that one day and refer back to Steve.
The B-side was actually back in the 2014. There was a national event called Record Store Day. You may remember it. And to coincide with that, Dragonfly and the Purple Dancer was released as a limited single, only 3,000 copies on Purple Vinyl Records, Purple Vinyl by Repeats Records.
Yeah, I knew it hadn't been out since it was released, and we will stumble upon it as we play the new singles of 1971. And just in case you're wondering why they're not here on a Saturday anymore, we've not finished it. We've just moved the new singles to a Friday, so that's where you can hear 2 or 3 hours of the new singles. And that Dragonfly single by Fleetwood Mac was Reprise RS27010, and no doubt we will be playing it in a few weeks or months' time.
And prior to that, because we did some great tracks from Steve Hackett, including Los Endos, and as we were saying, me and Andy, and my brother-in-law Andy and Chris, we went to see the Genesis tribute band Los Endos.
We weren't there that day, Les. We didn't go that day.
I don't know. No, I didn't.
You,
yeah, sorry.
You took us along to the next one, which was the Progmasters, was it?
Oh, the Progmasters and Blank Manuscript.
I think they were from Austria.
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah, that's the first time we went.
Well, memory's going. Los Andes were.
That's why I'm wearing this hat, to keep my brain simmering gently.
Yeah, if you get a chance to see Los Endos, one of the best tribute Genesis bands around, and they really give a full-on set.
I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, when
lockdown's over, we get back to seeing live bands again.
It's a long and lonesome road, isn't it? Let's play one more track from that Shocking Blue Live in Japan album, and this is Long and Lonesome Road.
Thank you.
And you feel you were there before, but you're not sure. And you go walking down the street on your feet, and you find yourself living discreet. Another day, another place. I hear you, I'll see you without a tie. You put some in your tea, just to tighten the flavor of reality. And you begin to feel the power that emits from the mind of a cactus flower. Another page, another scene.
Recorded in New York in 1967, a gentleman from Japan called Harumi, Sugar in Your Tea. And that, no doubt, is why Les's comfy armchair is empty at the moment.
Hello there, I'm Sean Stein. Does your day start like this? That means you're a smoker. If you are a smoker, don't fill your body with vile pollutants, and if you have to smoke, smoke Sean Stein. Herbal smoldering shag. Sean Stein's herbal smoldering shag is so pure, so free from harmful toxic nicotine substances, you don't need papers or pipe. Simply stuff the nostril. With Sean Stein's herbal smoldering shag. Yes, stuff your nostrils with Sean Stein's herbal smoldering shag and light up. Sean Stein's herbal smoldering Shag. So don't be a croaker, be a smoker with Sean Stein's Herbal Smouldering Shag. And for the larger nostril with these swarthy Mediterranean types kicking about, try Sean Stein's Herbal Plug 2.